입문문에는 어떤 것들이 있을까요? 1. 의문사 의문문.
Who is the man over there?
When did you come back from the seminar?
Where should I put my bag? What are you going to do this afternoon? How much would you like to take?
Why does she want to meet us?
Which one do you prefer?
2. 일반 조동사 의문문 부정 의문문
Do I have to come back again? Did she mention the conference? Should we leave now? Were you in the office last night?
May I help you?
Can she start working next week? Will they be attending the ceremony? Don't you think the library should be kept open on weekends?
3. 부가 의문문.
I can read this book, can't I? We know her from the training session, don't we? Sarah did not accept the offer, did she? The manager was not happy about the results, was he?
4. 선택 의문문.
Should we discuss this today or postpone making a decision? Will you be able to type this letter or should I ask Paula? Have they hired someone to take Joan's place or are they waiting? Has your car been repaired or is it still being worked on? Will you be at the job fair or are you too busy? Which do you like better, coffee or tea?
Which is bigger, this one or that one? 5. 명령문, 청유문.
Please fax the complete application back as soon as you can. Please call me Tom. Let's finish this section first. Let's wait until tomorrow to do that. Why don't we go to the exhibit at the museum? Why don't we just meet in front of the theater?
6. 평서문.
That's such a beautiful painting. Yes, I love the bright colors. I heard that Mr. Smith will require a special menu.
That's right, he doesn't eat meat.
I think the parking garage is near the conference center. Yes, it's across the street.
I'm not satisfied with my mobile phone service.
I'm not satisfied with my mobile phone service.
I haven't been very happy with mine either.
I haven't been very happy with mine either.
It looks like it's going to rain soon.
It looks like it's going to rain soon.
Did you bring your umbrella?
Did you bring your umbrella?
오답을 피하는 필수 법칙. 제1 법칙. 0.5초의 승부. 의문사를 듣자.
Number 1. Who is meeting with the consultant?
A.
No, the consulting helped me a lot.
B.
Everyone in the PR department.
C.
In their office.
Number 2.
Where shall we meet before the presentation?
A.
During the meeting.
B.
In conference room C.
C.
Yes, I shall.
J2법칙. 의문사는
yes, no
와 어울리지 않는다.
Number 1.
What is the name of the actress who won the prize for her supporting role?
A.
About the prize I won last year.
B.
Yes, the film director was brilliant.
C.
It slipped my mind, but Julia might know.
Number 2.
Why is the train arriving late?
A.
No, it jumped to a high rate.
B.
The training is still going on.
C.
We are having mechanical problems.
J3법칙. 질문에 나온 단어가 반복되는 선택 문항은 요주의.
Number 1.
How long did you work for your previous employer?
A.
No, my employer is generous.
B.
For more than 5 years.
C.
Only a short break.
Number 1.
Susie canceled the dinner reservation on Friday, didn't she?
A.
No, I'm going to eat dinner now.
B.
I reserve seats on the express bus.
C.
I think so.
J4법칙. 질문에 나온 단어와 유사한 발음의 단어가 포함된 선택 문항은 요주의.
Number 1.
Who called while I was in the meeting?
A.
Certainly, I will see you tomorrow then.
B.
It's too cold to go out.
C.
Thomas in accounting.
2.
How long will you rent the apartment?
A.
I will stay only for a year.
B.
The car belongs to me.
C.
The one in the department store.
3.
What about extending the temporary contract with the renovation workers?
A.
That should benefit us by saving time.
B.
Yes, it's working now.
C.
Sorry, I forgot to contact them.
제5법칙. 질문에 나온 단어가 문법적으로 변형되어 나온 선택 문항은 요주의.
Number 1.
When are the nominations ending for the election?
A.
It's a dead end.
B.
They didn't mention it.
C.
The nominees are in the next room.
2.
Shall I give you a hand organizing the ceremony?
A.
To a wedding ceremony.
B.
Thanks, but I can manage it alone.
C.
Yes, he is an organized person.
제6법칙.
Why?
의문문의 대답이
because로
시작되면 요주의.
Number 1.
Why don't you take the train to the conference and then come back by plane?
A.
Because I love going to conferences.
B.
Let me check the train schedule.
C.
No, the training is cancelled.
Number 2.
Why did Ronald insist on retiring by the end of this year?
A.
Because he wanted new tires.
B.
This is a very good reason.
C.
I don't have any idea.
J7법칙.
How long? How many?
의문문은 주의하자.
Number 1.
How many students are attending the contest next week?
A.
Yes, they are diligent students.
B.
A few of them left already.
C.
Perhaps 200.
2.
How long will you be away from the reception desk?
A.
About half an hour.
B.
Your ID card and security badge.
C.
2 minutes ago.
제8법칙. 예외 없는 법칙은 없다.
Number 1.
Why don't you ask your boss for a raise?
A.
Yes, I think I will.
B.
No, it's downstairs.
C.
He didn't hire them.
2.
Can we come to the office on Sunday and finish the report?
A.
Not on Sunday, I'm sorry.
B.
I prefer fish to red meat.
C.
Yes, certainly she may.
'Promote' to move someone to a job at a higher level.
승진시키다죠.
Example: a college course can help you find work or get promoted.
자, 지금 거 보면은 대학 과정이 당신이 일자리를 찾는데 또는 승진하는데 도움을 줄 수 있다 이 뜻이죠.
To support or encourage something.
촉진하다의 뜻으로도 쓰입니다.
Example: the government is committed to promoting the development and use of public transportation.
정부는 공공수송의 어떤 개발이나 그런 사용을 촉진하는 데 전념하고 있습니다.
Promote. Occupancy. The use or period of use of a place.
어떤 한 장소의 점유.
Example, there's an additional charge for single occupancy of a double motel room.
그래서 추가적인 요금이 있어요. 이 혼자서 점유할 때는 더블 모텔 룸을 한 사람이 쓸 때는 추가 요금이 부과됩니다.
Occupancy. Take a risk. To do something although you know that something unpleasant or dangerous could happen.
위험을 무릅쓰다. Run a risk도 비슷한 표현이죠.
Example. Do you think I should take a risk and give her a call?
내가 몸을 걸어서 그녀에게 전화를 걸어야 된다고 생각하세요?
Yes, you should. Take a risk. Take a risk. Commend. To praise someone or something formally or publicly.
예, 이게 칭송하다, 칭찬하다의 뜻이고요. 그 앞에 나온 command, 이 단어 명령하다와 대조가 됩니다.
Example. His photograph was highly commended in the Wildlife Photographer of the Year competition.
예, 여기에서 보면은 그의 사진은 대단히 칭찬을 받았대요. Wildlife의 그 사진 작가에 대해서 올해 이 경연대에 이런 사진 작가에 의해서.
To tell someone that a person or thing is good, useful or suitable.
추천하다의 뜻이 되죠.
Example: I commend the book to anyone who wants to know what is really happening in that part of the world.
세계 그 지역에서 벌어지는 일이 진짜 무엇인지 알고 싶은 사람에게 누구에게나 이 책을 추천한대요.
Commend. Deliberately, with a definite intention, not by chance or by accident.
의도적으로.
Example: The police believe the fire was started deliberately in a slow, careful way.
경찰은 믿고 있습니다. 이 화재가 의도적으로 시작됐다고. 자, 아주 느린 조심스러운 방식으로.
Example. He spoke deliberately, considering each word carefully.
예, 그는 신중하게 고려 중입니다. 각 단어들을 이 조심스럽게 지금 고려하는 데 있어서.
Deliberately. In arrears. Late in making a regular payment.
연체된, 뒤로 미뤄진.
Example, your mortgage payment is a month in arrears.
당신의 주택 장기용자 지불이 지금 한 달 연체됐습니다.
In arrears. Disable, to harm someone so that part of their body or brain no longer works normally.
그래서 이것은 불구로 만들다라는 뜻이 만들어지죠.
A disease that can kill or disable the young.
그래서 한 사람을 죽이거나 아니면 불구로 만들 수 있는 병, 젊은이를 이렇게 만들 수 있는 병, 이게 예가 되네요.
Disable. Asset. Something such as money or property that a person or company owns.
자산 또는 이점의 뜻이죠.
Example. The business has assets totaling 5 million US dollars.
예, 이 사업체는 500만 달러에 달하는 자산이 있습니다.
Asset. Hectic. Full of busy activity.
복잡한, 분주한.
Example, this week has been really hectic.
이번 주 정말 정신없이 바빴어요.
Hectic. Bulletin. A short news broadcast.
그래서 게시, 게시판 이런 개념이죠.
An official statement about something important.
예, 그런 뜻으로 쓰였습니다.
Bulletin.